Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser
Classique,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willem. This is a great episode of Drag Race. I watched it, and there's so many jokes and so many just moments where you're like, oh, this person is real, and her confident front is just like a confident front. Sometimes.
Right. Iconic, memorable moments for sure in this episode.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, last week, the queens served cakes in their couture look.
But was it couture? I think it was couture.
I think it's a little couture.
Yeah.
Plus, many of the queens discovered there was a bus and found it easy to throw Shangela underneath of it.
Well, she's so tiny, so I understand. Raja won the challenge, visible peignets and all, and Stacey's red velvet pants and PC hair reveal sent her packing after a valiant lip sync attempt.
That's right, and Stacey leaves us with the words, "Be a lady, you're all amazing." Stacey Lane Bryant Matthews.
And then Carmen says that Delta's the only big girl now. And
oh my God. Delta's like, what a thing to say.
Yeah, but Delta's response is even more pointed. She says something about, like, well, she was the only big girl with the qualifications to be here anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. She said that.
Deep.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, you're allowed to feel a certain way about working with someone. And honestly, I feel like what Delta said was not that wrong, because Stacey was struggling and it didn't seem like her skill set was being utilized at this point in her career, as well as other girls, which is my nicest way of saying, yeah, I agree with Delta.
Right. But well, Shangela is confronting Manila about what she said on the runway to RuPaul.
I love this.
And they have a little conversation about it. And Manila, I think, dealt with it very well. She listened to what Shangela had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what? If it seemed like I wanted to send you home, that's because because I want to win and I want everybody to go home.
Yeah, which I think is great. I mean, and then Shangela saying, in her interview, well, I see all of the faces that Manila has now. It's like, why do you expect these strangers to want to be your friend? I mean,
well, you could be friends, but it's a competition.
Yeah, totally. Like, but like, you should be friends with people that you want to be friends with. Manila and Shangela didn't want to be friends, obviously. And then it seems like, was taking it as a given that, like, people should want to keep her there. It's like, why? You know, it's competition.
Right. Laugh and the world laughs with you, but bomb and the joke's on you.
Mm-hmm. Rue comes into the workroom in her beret, and in the great tradition of Paris is Burning, break out your library cards.
RuPaul looks so cool in this workroom look.
The jodhpurs. Is it jodhpurs?
Yes, and the boot. The boot goes up to, like, the knee.
Yeah.
And it's like this patent vinyl, really fierce. Like, they get some shots of him, like, sitting on the couch with the girls talking. Mm-hmm. He looks really great.
Yeah.
Turning it.
Reading glasses are way cuter than my season's reading glasses.
Kind of glasses did you have on
I forget,
four?
But they weren't cute. And I tried to wear my own and they told me no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know me. I'm an asshole.
I think it's a product placement.
Mm.
Or they were for us.
Yeah. LAI works?
I think so, yeah. I think it was like opera glasses, actually.
On All Stars, right?
I can't remember. I can't remember the difference.
You've done so many seasons.
So many.
So many. Yeah. this library challenge is fun. I don't necessarily... I thought Raja was the funniest for me, but Shangela won, and Shangela did make me actually laugh out loud, so maybe she should have won, but they only showed two of Shangela's, yet she won, and then they showed three or four of some other girls, like Raja's. So it's like one of those things where it's like, why don't you show us the rest and let us judge who won? But you know how it is. But Shangela called Delta Mimium first, and then she went, oh, no. And yikes. That's just, you know.
Yeah, I loved Raja's interpretation of this challenge. She was very just like, I'm going to make this very easy. Fat, who cares? Syphilis.
Now, Manila's,
bang, bang, boom.
Manila's proven with this challenge kind of that, like, she's funny and fun to be around, but if you give her something to be funny at, like, practiced-wise...
It's harder.
The same way that you think of, like, Detox as an amazing, amazing queen, mm-hmm. but sometimes when it's, like, a rehearsed script, it's not as... But yet, they're amazing queens. Like, yeah. Dee and Manila are, like, top 10 in my book, for sure. Yeah. I think that Alexis actually turned it out fiercer than I expected, too. And I'd love to see her on a mic at any club after this, you know, because she's obviously competent.
Yeah, she did great.
And Shangela won. And
she certainly does.
The prize is a good one. She gets to arrange the queen's set list in order for the main challenge, which is basically put together a stand-up act and do a comedy routine.
Right. I had to... choose the running order on season 5 for the RuPaul roast, and it's almost like you can't win when you have that responsibility, because I got red for putting myself first, because I at the Blue Moon I always like open the show, and so they were like, well, why are you putting yourself first? Shouldn't you put yourself last? Isn't it more advantageous?
Who's
are you trying
who?
To be nice to everybody?
The girls?
I think Visage.
Story.
Michelle Visage asked me.
Got it.
So it's a lot of responsibility to create the running order.
Did you win that challenge?
Show. No, I did not. I think Coco Montrese won.
Oh, yeah. She was sickening in that red wig.
So funny.
Yeah. Totally. We did comedy routines this weekend at Madison Square Garden, so.
We did. We told a few little jokes here and there.
Couple of chucklers.
Couple of stingers and zingers.
Little giggles.
Yeah, grins and giggles.
Yeah. Shangela feels confident at this because she's like, you know, she thinks the Heathers just focus on their looks and have no talent. plus, she's actually a comedian.
I am glad that Shangela is on this season because she is really good at making a TV show compelling and interesting.
Without Shangela on this season, it would have sucked. There would have been no conflict.
Right.
She's this upstart, all about Eve talent that you can't not respond to, even if you think her drag was crusty then.
Yeah.
Which I'm friends with her and I can say her drag was crusty then. And I don't think that's offensive. Because she knows. She knows how good she looks now, so.
Yeah.
And
she really, she just lays out, like, the whole season. She's basically like, so, it's broken down into two groups. There's team talent, and there's team look.
Mm-hmm.
And never shall the two ever meet.
Never. but the team talent group, Yara, Alexis, and Shangela, help and have a little powwow about Shangela's makeup. And Shangela had been applying powder between every step of her foundation and whatever else, apparently. And she puts the same amount of foundation everywhere to make herself one color instead of the whole beige rainbow and like cameo effect where you put the lighter stuff in the middle and then blend it out.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd been doing her makeup wrong. And she'd still been getting by. So good for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love those.
It's a success story.
The other queens are like, no. What are you doing?
That's exactly what you don't do. Which is, if you had Alyssa as a drag mom, you know she can be a little scattered sometimes. So maybe she didn't get to that step. She said, no, baby. You just come in and I'll do your lash.
Baby, will you rub in this tanner on my leg, please?
Yeah.
Baby.
We'll do you next. Very.
Just safety pin the back of this for me, please. Miss, I'm the security guard.
Do you need a pin then? You have a pin? Oh, great.
Baby, could you glue my nails on? Miss, I'm the mailman. I'm just dropping off the letters. I'm not...
Oh, we'll see if the UPS guy has nail glue.
That's the thing about Alyssa Edwards is everyone in the vicinity of the building, as far as the eye can see, all she sees are assistants. The everyone sun, is there.
The sun assist. Never sets on the Edwards Empire.
No. Uh-uh. If you are in the room, you are her assistant.
Yeah, 100. Rue comes through for this walk around and... she tells Carmen the most obvious thing in the world, that you're Jersey, and Carmen goes, really? And then sticks her lip out like it's like that's the most Jersey response there is, I think. And Rue tries to lead Carmen down the road of, why don't you use your stereotypes, because that's funny and blah blah blah, and Carmen's like, no. Thank you, doll.
And RuPaul's like, well, okay, you're going to need to get over that. But anyway, bye.
Because telling people what they need to do is usually the best way to get them to do it, I guess.
Well, if the host of the show, of the competition that you're in, gives you advice, I mean, you know, it's probably a good idea to take it.
Stacey, she took it and she won.
Yeah.
For Snatch Game.
T-Zilla. T-Vonarella.
The next girl that Rue visits with is Manila, and
have you heard these jokes somewhere before?
Obviously, Manila was going with this PBS Sesame Street angle so she could wear her fucking Big Bird outfit.
Right.
Just like the patriotic thing at the end of this is like, I'm going to wear money because that's patriotic. It's got presidents on it. And it's like, you wanted to wear the flapper dress. We get it. Like,
she likes a theme.
She loves a theme.
She likes to stay in the theme, yes.
I loved her Drag You promo 1 year. She wore the Cookie Monster outfit and they photoshopped it purple, so it was just like, I was like, how are they gonna fuck with her Cookie Monster? That's Manila. You know she's a fucking fraggle. Whatever.
Rue says that comedy can come from a dark place, and she tells Delta, are you going to use your pain to be funny? I mean, that's kind of what you have to do, though, right?
Yeah, comedy is funny because there's a kernel of truth in it.
Like Rita Rudner says, there's nothing funny about an attractive person who's doing
well,
great.
Like, at all.
It's just not funny.
It's not relatable.
Yeah.
The stand-up order is Raja opening, Carmen, Alexa, Shangela, Yara, Delta. And
Shangela stacked this order deep strategic.
And Yara even asked her, why am I not going last? And Shangela just lays it out, you know? Plus the live audience aspect. It's kind of unnerving, you know? This is their first time back in front of a crowd. And some people feel safer in front of crowds than they do alone. Like, Raja is an animal. She feeds off of attention. She's a model. She's like...
Totally.
But on a mic, she's just as adept.
Yeah.
But if she's in a mic alone... Like in a room with just Rita Rudner, it's the actors. I understand Carmen not rehearsing the act with Rita Rudner with the coaching, because sometimes you play off a room so much that you can't really plan anything other than, oh, well, I might do something here, but blah, 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 blah. I need this girl to play off of XYZ, you know?
Carmen did that Tatiana bit where she's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know. Nothing in rehearsal.
We'll see, though.
And then comes in and crushes it.
Are you going to be here tomorrow? Cool. Okay. I'll see you then.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Narita Rudner, what a legend. I remember watching her, but I find it suspicious once again that Yara Sofia is a giant Rita Rudner fan.
Rita Rudner!
The amount of excitement that Yara has for Rita Rudner is unfathomable.
Before we go any further, Nick and I were watching this last night, and we were having a discussion about the daytime workroom fashions of some of the queens. This is deep, 2010 or 2009 when this was filmed?
They filmed in 2010, yeah. Aired 2011.
Deep 2010, which is all about the V-neck
deep
and
V's.
The vest.
Deep V's, a vest.
Deep V and a vest.
Headband, two-tone hair. Yara and Manila both have the same sort of bleach hair thing going. Manila
totally. The daytime workroom fashions are fantastic. And Rita Rudner looks sickening.
Yeah. I mean, and I love when a girl just takes a simple piece of fabric and drapes it like a poncho. Just because, you know, modesty. I love being like half naked when I'm getting ready. Well, I love being half naked.
Even when you're fully ready.
Truth.
Then you get 3/4 of the way naked.
Then I put on a bow.
Yeah.
the hotel footage this episode has Raja trimming her nose hairs in the mirror.
I'm so mad I didn't get no hotel room footage. Can we film it for Raid's Chaser?
What would you have done?
Push-ups.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You did push-ups
on TV on VH1. Uh-huh. Well, I did push-ups my season for that, and it made the final. Musculature.
Or, like, shaving is funny, too. Like, face shaving.
Mm-hmm. But then you're dealing with overhead bathroom light.
Ooh. I hope they bring in a bounce. Bring in the pizza box card.
Okay, look at them filming. Who's that?
Who is that? Is that
Yara with the full beard?
Jade Sotomayor?
That can't be Yara.
Who
the fuck is that?
It's Jade Sotomayor, though, no.
I can't tell who that is. Is it? No, wait. How can that be?
Maybe they got these early and she dyed her hair later.
Wait, no. How can that be Jocelyn Fox? That was Jocelyn, wasn't it?
Raja is in a head towel with full manicure and trimming her nose. And just a little hotel room door. I love it.
Mm. Delta is sweating and itching her brow as soon as she walks in, worried and perplexed about her act. And she's having a bit of a breakdown, and she literally, head in the hand, starts to cry. I feel so bad.
This, you can tell that it's really getting to them. By this point, they've been sequestered and away from real life for a while. And it really does start to get to you. It becomes very easy to break down and cry about the littlest thing.
Not being able to go to the fridge and get your yogurt, or like having to ask to smoke or pee to be put back in that area where you're not an adult. Having your ear bleed from earrings that are glued to it. Because Delta's ear is bleeding currently.
It's long work days, lots of drag constantly. And that's, you know, that's how you get some really great reality TV is stressed out people who are tired.
Pressure cooker, 100%.
Completely.
Now, this comedy show was done in 2010 at a different time when people were less, you know, Twitter and the internet wasn't as voracious, I don't think, about, like, it wasn't as easy to be offended on a public forum back
then.
Well,
okay, yeah. You're talking about Carmen's fat suit that she lent Shangela for All Stars. It's the same outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sort of party store fat suit thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's culture, not a costume, though.
Right.
Like, and just, here's the thing. We're going to talk about their acts and stuff right now, yes? So can I go into it?
Sure.
All right.
Well,
no, let's go in order.
First of all, RuPaul has to walk down the main stage.
Yeah, let's let her do that. I think that Ru's dress is not my favorite. It's pretty, but I hate her hair. It's flat.
You don't like flat hair.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes they play, and sometimes she tries different, you know, silhouettes and lines.
She's never been in a bus driver.
I feel like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-mm.
Well, there's
nothing
a first time for everything.
Yeah, this is just
maybe S12.
It gives her no height, you know?
Yeah, we of course like RuPaul with just, you know,
hair.
double the head size, mm-hmm, in hair.
Do the drag math.
Michelle Visage looks sickening.
Here's the thing, if Michelle's hair is bigger than Ru's hair, something's wrong. And it is in this episode, for sure.
Show me Michelle, because she looks so stunning. Oh my gosh.
Hector did that. See? Her hair is higher.
Oh my gosh. And the mug is correct.
She has a lash on this time.
Uh-huh.
Billy's there. Maybe Billy painted her.
Yeah. She looks lovely.
She does. The guest judges are Rita Rudner and Arden Marin and Billy B. And Raja comes out and opens the show with a bang, and it's kind of funny because Rita in the coaching gives this great like period joke, and Raja's like, "Oh yeah, thank you so much."
Yeah.
And crushes it.
Yeah, and looks really so stunningly beautiful.
Gorge. I borrowed this dress from her for Hamburger Mary's when the cast
you
of Terry
did.
Came to the bingo, but the hat she said was.
Did she just leave it behind?
No, it was borrowed by Logo for something, and then they were supposed to tour it around and give it back to her, and they never did. And she said somewhere that she wants her fucking hat back.
Not the mystery. Not the mystery of the blood bucket hat. But Raja looks so stunning. Oh my
so
God.
Stunning. Yeah. And she's funny. She's a great opener. And most of the stuff that she's saying is bleeped out, which, you know, so we can't really get most of it, but it's funny. We know what she's saying.
She says, he throws 220s on my cum-drenched tits. And then I say, I'll see you later, Dad.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Good topper.
Carmen's feather coat is gorge. I love it.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about this routine. She sort of got like skated over in the critiques. Like they were like, yeah, we didn't think she was going to do good. And she didn't like completely destroy everything.
That's the second time they used that pan. And let's cut to the third time of this pan of the skinny girls in the audience member. Three times they used the same pan shot of only two thin girls in the audience during Carmen's routine. Three times. Sloppy editing. It's like, God forbid we show anybody that has a double chin while she's joking about fat people.
Her wig is nice. The lace looks really good.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Alexis Mateo. So much titty and so much energy.
Jumbo breast thing. Yes. And she commits to this high voice.
Yeah. You know how some people go higher when they're like nervous?
Yeah, I've been known to go higher with my voice as well.
Can you take me? she says honey a lot. And yes, ma'am, and blah, blah, blah. It's enjoyable. I don't know if she actually said anything. She's just explaining that she could either be a stripper or a housekeeper.
Which is problematic, but she has charisma and energy.
Yes, which is important.
For sure.
What kind of breastplate is that?
This is the it's a Boobs for Queens plush edition.
Plushy, yeah.
Muppet boobs.
Muppet, yeah.
That's definitely of the Alyssa Summers variety of Muppet Muppet tit. Shangela comes out guns blazing as the postmodern pimpo Laquifa, and she really slays. Her jokes are, it's obvious she's done this before.
This is the beginning of, this is her like A Star Is Born moment.
Definitely. Jennifer Lewis sing about just killing it. So funny.
Really funny. Really crushes the challenge.
Callbacks in her own set. The what? Laquifa. Yeah. All that.
She wins her.
Yes.
Wait. Okay. Good. And I want her outfit. Everything must be leopard print. Laquifa, yes.
Now, I have a question. Shangela's feet are a size that fit normal shoes. It's not hard to find a shoe for Shangela. She's got a normal size foot. Do tights make your feet turn into cliffhangers because they slip it forward?
I think that she was doing the character and wore a size smaller shoe so that she would have conspicuous cliffhangers.
I wish we could ask her. There was some way. Manila comes out dressed as Big Bird. And, it's
she looks cool.
I'd give it a polite chuckle. I don't know if I would tip her for it. I wouldn't. I wouldn't,
wouldn't
tip her.
Tip her, but you'd chuckle.
Chuckle.
You'd go get a drink.
Yeah. Do you want something? I'm going to listen from the bar. Yeah. You're set. Oh my God. Did you have fun?
Not did you have fun.
I loved your tights.
Oh my God.
Fun.
So
stop
fun.
That. Oh my God.
Now Yara comes out as a character that she had that's a little person that's based on a hypothetical friend that she has from Spain.
Yeah.
When the lie gets complicated, each new turn makes it harder to go along with it. And then you're like, wait, I'm back at the same block where I started. She's hilarious, though.
She definitely gets points for like creativity and like innovation. And like a lot of the queens went like, oh, I have to do something wacky and outlandish with my appearance because it's the comedy challenge. Mm-hmm. So she's
all the Puerto Rican girls, Carmen, Yara, and Alexis all did wacky appearance things.
Right. And I mean, even Raja with the, you know, blood thing. So, I don't know. For me, it's like usually comedians just dress like normal, right? Like they just wear like the normalest clothes. But these girls really, she definitely gets points for committing to changing the entire size of her body. And she's sort of like Andy Kaufman-ish. Like she's like the Andy Kaufman of fucking Drag Race.
Very that.
What's going on with her hair? What is that?
The hair is wacko, but
wackadoodle.
Yara Sofia loves a wacko hair system. Just, there's like a pole sticking out with a ponytail with wefting hanging off of it.
It's
cool.
The most Yara Sofia thing I've seen in a while, and I love it. I'm here for it.
The outfit directive was worthy of a queen of comedy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Delta comes out in one of Raven's outfits from Tudor Boot. Well,
and Manila's leggings from her Filipino,
Filipino challenge,
skirt, yeah,
and a bedroom slipper.
This is hard because she's like so stunning, and the shoe doesn't help. The t-shirt, no t-shirt. Dress ever is helpful.
You know what? I think with a few, if you rolled that sleeve up two like turns and then put on a belt and the right bag and maybe a sunglass,
it could
and
work.
A shoe, it would have worked.
And it's, no leggings.
It just feels like, no, the legging, I think the legging worked for me, like no with leggings. A little candy espadrille moment. I don't think Delta looks bad. I think there's no reason to wear flats on the runway.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest moment. And the comedy routine was really dark.
The comedy routine, at one point, there is Delta makes this rape joke and they show an audience member go and then look down. He literally looks Ooh. Down. And we're going to put Ooh. That on Race Chaser Pod just so you know what they want you to feel.
Just so you know, just and so one day your children will know.
And one day your children's children will know
that that was
is
the night
the lights
went out in Delta.
In Delta, yeah. Well, Delta is based in Georgia, so.
Okay, let's...
Wait, where are my notes?
Oh. We're going to take a very quick break. I'm going to open the door and we'll be right back.
At 29:31, I called it the rape crack face.
Okay. Oh my God.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
So the runway for this episode is just what they wore for their stand-up outfit.
Right.
I think the only one that switches it up really is Carmen. She actually puts on some tape.
Maybe that's what saved her. She was like, I'm going to give variety.
You know, talking well on the runway and making people, endearing people to you is always a boon, you know? I think.
Yes. Completely.
The judges' critiques were...
I thought they were interesting.
Interesting.
I'm feeling entertained.
Entertained. I think putting Raja first, Shangela did that as... a possible strategic move to, you know, because opening the show, you're either, it's it can be hard.
And it's easy to get buried and forgotten by the end.
Yeah.
You know.
Which
I think strategically, that's what she was going for.
And Raja did the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
completely.
During the critique of Raja, they cut away to Shangela a couple times.
Oh, anytime
rolling her eyes.
Anytime someone gets critiqued, it's always a cut to Shangela smiling and nodding.
No, mm-hmm. she just for sure rolled her eyes at whatever Carmen just said. Or we don't know if she rolled her eyes at what Carmen said, but that's what the editing wants us to believe for sure. And then Raja's just like flipping her hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because they can invent whole interactions just by cutaways. Welcome to reality TV.
Is this the first time we get How Is Your Head?
Mm-hmm. You can tell it's an old Michelle and Rue standby. And Carmen...
I think it came from Elvira, right?
Yeah, probably. Carmen misses the underhand lob.
She does okay, though. She's like, it's
good. She says,
good.
It's good. But that's not the answer.
No.
Yeah. If you've ever seen Elvira, you know the answer. Or season 7. Rue asked Carmen if not sharing jokes with Rita was a strategy. And she said no. But it goes like this. I'm always in my head. Rue says, how's your head?
How is your head?
It's good.
Haven't had any complaints. Yeah.
Michelle pulls up with the assist.
She does.
Alexis is told her boobs overshadowed her and she used the word honey too much.
Sometimes there's a crutch that happens in comedy. One that I hear all the time.
Bitch.
Ariel
Versace says bitch a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's when comedy. She's talking about you. One of the ones I hate is ladies and gentlemen. I hate it because it's binary. Not everybody is a lady or a gentleman. I don't know that I identify as either of those.
Definitely not a gentleman.
It splits the room into you have to be one or the other, and if you're not, then you're excluded. I hate the phrase ladies and gentlemen. I hate it.
I got one I used this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen and variations thereupon.
Okay.
Mothers and fuckers.
I like the old one. Ladies or gentlemen, boys as girls. That's a good old school one.
That sounds like a good Tommy Rose.
Yeah, that's a good old school one.
Yeah, like for sure. Shangela gets glowing reviews, including how her makeup is blended.
You blended. Oh. Willem, you blended. I'm so happy.
It's so...
No, she usually does look great.
Yeah, she looks great.
It's like softer. Everything is in the right place.
And Michelle is genuinely excited for her because Michelle wants to see good drag.
Yes.
And she wants to be entertained. The worst is when Michelle's not entertained because she'll just sit there fully nooched. Just, meh. Are you done now? Can I complain yet? Basically.
And this really was a standing out moment for Shangela. Like, yeah. This is what she came here to do.
100%.
Completely.
Manila is basically falling into an entertaining look queen at this point. on this episode because the jokes flopped. And they keep saying, I'm pretty sure I've heard someone tell them before. And just because you can't say who, Manila's like, well, who? I don't know.
Who?
Who? Mm. Yeah, no.
I don't know. But she looks fierce.
She looks great, yeah.
Yeah. The jokes didn't really, they weren't like a fresh perspective.
Well, jokes have structure, and these were just more...
observations.
Observations in in things while dragged. Now, let's talk about Yara and her friend that encouraged her to do this little person act. The judges loved it. I loved it. Would this fly in 2019?
It depends. Like, I did in the Golden Girls show where I transform into all four Golden Girls, I do Sophia on my knees with knee pads so that she's shorter. So I don't know. I can't remember Yara Sophia's act if she's like...
There wasn't any mention of a little person.
Yeah.
So it was just for the visual sight gag, I guess.
Yeah, I think if it's like making a mockery of someone who's a little person, then like that's not cool, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like changing your proportions to like someone who's smaller, because she's doing a character that's not Yara Sophia. It was like this chanteuse who gets fucked in the ass and shits all over the guy. That's the overall story.
And I did not give her the rights to my life. So I don't know why. I don't know who she thinks she is that she could do this. Because literally this text...
It was like Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
No, bitch. Let me tell you this. This guy just sent me that.
What? Why is it blurred?
Because he doesn't want me to see his dick, which already been in my ass.
Is he...
But the thing that he said to me...
He face-tuned his dick out.
I thought it was fog on the mirror.
Isn't that the whole thing that you wanted to see? Yeah, no, but... he face-tuned his dick.
I don't want to see
what
his face.
What is this, a Japanese porno?
Read what he wrote, though.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The Japanese porno that they have to...
they blur
by
the
law,
dicks.
They have to put, like, mosaic blur over the genitals in porn.
Mm-hmm. In porn?
Yeah.
If it's produced in Japan or sold there.
Do you want our last time to be you shitting on me? What?
I was just bringing up Yara's
thing. Did you say that or did he say that?
He said it.
Because when did you shit on him?
I didn't shit on him. He seems to remember shit, but it was blood.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. That thing heals up great.
Just spotted.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Spotted. Yeah,
there were spots.
Spotted.
Spot stream streaks.
Oh, my God. Be careful. Well, you only get one.
This is true. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Drelta. This says Dretla.
Dretla.
Dretla. What the? Like, what the ever-loving fuck?
Wow.
Are you... you were trying to read us by misspelling Drelta, right?
I'm trying to spice things up with a new misspelling.
So you called it her Dretla.
Wow. Someone introduced me as William on stage twice last month.
Oh, yeah. William Belly.
Yeah, there was... The joys of drag. The judges think that
Dretla.
Dretla was basically
Delta.
Delta was the Eeyore of drag way before Kennedy Davenport was, hey, Miss Willem.
This is rough when Michelle Visage says there is a constant sadness around her.
And they just ping that in.
Damn.
It's the last thing that gets said before Rue says,
damn.
Silence. Yeah. It doesn't actually endear you to Delta. It just makes you feel sorry for her, and you want that.
Yeah.
I think with empathy, you understand one's pain. You don't just pity it.
Okay.
I learned that.
Yeah. You go, girl.
From this podcast, I think.
Yeah.
So the safe girls are Alexis, Raja, Yada, and Carmen, and Shangela wins.
I'm just pressing buttons because I fucking want to. And Shangela. RuPaul keeps saying Changela. Did you notice that watching?
No.
Maybe it's the next episode, but
Changela?
RuPaul keeps saying Changela.
Changela.
Changela with a CH.
Juju.
Jujubee.
So Changela wins, and she wins an original custom design gown from Miami Elite Designs.
Didn't she wear that bus driver wig in A Star Is Born?
Maybe.
No, it was.
Oh,
bad.
No, never mind. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Same cut.
Don't come for me in that bus driver wig.
The bottom two are Manila and Delta, and I'm wondering how much of this song they actually had to lip sync, because this is a 7-minute song.
They cut it down, and you see at the end it ends in the bridge.
But here's the thing, they cut it down, they edited the beginning part for sure, but was it edited like that when they were doing it too?
There's a long shot that shows her running into Delta, and then they hug each other, and then you see the music stop and they walk away. There's no cuts, there's no edits, and it's like right around in the bridge where it goes, and I ask myself why. Yeah, and that's like the bridge in the actual song, so they end it like there.
Huh. But yeah, the part where Donna starts singing about all the love in her life or whatever, that's the bridge.
It's the bridge.
Oh, okay.
And it happens late in the song.
Yeah, real late.
So I wonder, I'd be interested to like ask Manila what the cut was of the song, because it is an epic drag song.
I'm going to text her.
And this lip sync is historical. I mean, it was a very important moment. And Manila is just setting fire to the rain. She rips off her eyelashes.
Does she?
Yes. When she runs her hands down her face, her lashes come off and she smears her lipstick all around, which I love that. And it makes sense for the song, you know? Like it she's does. Out in the rain.
And her, she's cinched and padded, and Delta's singing to a bracelet. Which can also be nice. I mean, I love bracelets.
It was a choice.
She personified the bracelet as a cake.
Right, which didn't really work.
No.
But this is like an amazing drag song. I love it. I've seen Manila do this. I think she does it every now and then.
Hey, how much of MacArthur Park did you guys actually lip sync to? ?
Look, the eyelashes just came off.
They did. Oh, and you saw it fall to the ground. I don't understand why Delta had to take off her flat shoe.
Did she?
Look at it. It's right there. The slippers are up at the top of the runway.
I will say this.
Sure.
They had me change into bunny slippers for this performance once, and they are impossible to walk in. Because you can wobble from one side to the other on them. They're not stable. So I understand why she took off those bunny slippers.
Well, here's my reasoning.
Rush of reflections. Oh, not yet. Okay.
If everyone else in the public space has shoes on, so should you.
is that the vibe?
Uh-huh.
I love your stiletto today. Mm-hmm. It's really great. What is that?
It's Zanotti.
Oh, the custom Giuseppe Zanotti.
It's a Pagal. It's not a stiletto.
They are in mint green, because I predict that mint green will be very huge in fashion this season.
It's a metallic mint green.
Let's take a very quick break.
One name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja. You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call
Raja Reflections.
Do you have beauty secrets? How do you stay so youthful and stunning?
Exactly.
Do you have any beauty secrets?
Are there angels that you've been touching?
I've had to rehash those ideas because I've been kind of like not doing beauty at all.
What do you mean?
Like I haven't really taken that great care of myself. Like, I watch all these like beauty influencers and they put like 8-10 layers of skincare.
No, man.
Right.
And I can put maybe 2.
Right.
Including a cleanser and a moisturizer.
Sure.
So those secrets, no. I think it's my beauty secrets are just fucking live it. Just go and have a good time. Fucking have the drink when you want the drink. Put on the eye patch and the fucking mask if you need to.
Yeah.
Those masks are really nice if you put them in the refrigerator first, but they're all nonsense. It's just stuff you put on your face.
Right.
Just live your life. I think ultimately the best skincare is just have a fucking good time. Drink the booze.
Holy Lou.
Dick is great.
Oh, is that a ding?
I was waiting for the right word.
Dick. You were ready. You felt that sentence coming. Dick.
This is Race Chaser. So we're back.
We're back.
Very much so.
We are definitely back, and we have so much.
So much. Manila's giving us all of the hair, body, and face that we can stand and muster.
And we were just reminded that there is actually a kind of Easter egg in this that Manila harkens back to in season 4 of All Stars. She comes into the workroom in this Sesame Bird Tweety Bird
Sesame
thing.
Bird. We'd like to take a minute to talk to you about Sesame Bird. they send you a box of meat.
That's
you can
scented.
Try it all month.
Scented meats. And then you just simply adjust your schedule at any time and make sure you put it in your Buffy comforter.
Sesame Rustica Classic. Slash drag.
80.
Slash drag. Perfect keto. Okay.
Yeah, where the keto people been? I ain't got no free keto bars recently.
They didn't like
the, where the fuck is the keto?
They didn't like us.
Okay. I want to see the receipts. Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, don't eat fucking perfect fucking keto bars.
No. They may be advertising on the back catalog.
No, I'm just kidding.
This emotional lip sync between Delta and Manila finds them hugging at the end and is truly an example of sisterhood.
Yeah.
In that Delta at the end of it says, well, I'm glad I lost to a Heather, not a booger.
She did.
Which is just amazing.
She went deeply in.
Raja's sad that her friend is going home.
Yeah. And RuPaul gets a little emotional and she's like, you're an amazing queen. I love you.
Will you do my hair? I'm going to talk to you in like 6-7 years. I'm going to hit you up, okay? I'll talk to you in like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I think that all the girls coming out to hug Delta is a good indication of Delta's character and how much people really enjoy her. And everybody's crying. Michelle even puts her finger near her eye like she can make tears.
You are a great queen.
Yeah. And Delta's so classy. Manila's crying. Everybody comes out and hugs her.
Not everybody.
The Heathers have a little hugging moment. Shangela smirking.
Shangela looks pleased.
She's like, I see through this act.
We're not sure if that's what actually happened, but that's how they edited it. We're not saying Shangela is shady in any way, but this is reality television.
Shangela loves to give facial reactions, though. Smiling when someone's getting critiqued. Nodding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that too.
Delta scalps herself so she can write that lipstick message. She's like, okay, well, I'm done, guys.
I know she has a cigarette in the other hand, too.
They're probably six blocks from here. Can I fucking go now?
I have to be at Dreamgirls in 3 hours, so we are not putting up that picture of her without a wig. There's no need to do that to the girl.
She's still gorgeous.
Yeah, she's... I won't allow that kind of disparagement of my sisters. Especially one who already hates me.
Manila is going through it. Now the mascara... She's standing at the back of the stage, and now the mascara is running in streams down her face.
Yeah.
It's very emotional, I would imagine, being in the bottom.
Fucking bitch. Wow. What, you've never?
I've been in the bottom 3 on All Stars, but...
Bottom 2?
but you don't, it was like two or three, I don't know. But so I was in danger of going home possibly, but on All Stars, we weren't lip syncing for your life. It was the top people who lip synced. So
were you bottom two though? Bottom three, because
I can't remember. I've blocked it out.
Sure, I understand.
Maybe hypnosis can reveal what happened that day.
Was that was the break that I remember that day? Never mind.
Do you know what we are, babe? We're the fucking tantrum twins, darling. Yes.
Oh, we want to twist your tantrum.
I want to take a fucking tantrum, darling.
They're so great. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm Willem.
You are Alaska.
Do you want to talk about your life, Dipper? No, what have we got? Let's introduce you to our soundboard.
Wait, messy man. Dipper, I love your shirt.
Thanks.
Is this new merch?
No, it's old merch. I stopped making them.
You did? Yeah, I want one.
I think I'm going to start making them.
Do you have one in a ladies' petite?
Are you going to put you on it this time?
Oh, my God. No, what? It looks just like her.
No.
They pumped my butt on this severely.
I think a couple guys have done that since then, too.
Whoa.
Did you see that video of that Santa Claus-looking guy slapping his belly?
No.
Hold on. I'll send it to you.
Is it my boyfriend?
No, honestly. I was like, ooh, Dipper, I'm going to send this to Dipper.
Dipper, Lena, like Santa dads?
Oh, sure.
Santa Daddy,
please bear back a load out of me.
Oh my God.
Swiftly, I gotta produce a podcast.
I misspelled everything on this page.
Drought.
I wanna see the receipts.
Are you guys excited to go to the UK?
We are. We're going to the UK.
In November.
With Race'em Chase'ems.
And then we're going... Yes.
Drag Chaser.
We go to... I love Drag Chasers.
I love Drag Chasers.
Yeah. We're in Australia for the Comedy Queens tour, too.
All right.
For four nights in August.
Which is this month when this will come out.
Blessings aplenty. Bookings blessings. Aplenty. Pluckings aplenty.
The bookings are bountiful.
Maybe we can have a spelling bee when we take the show to the UK.
You don't want to do that because I'm really good at spelling.
You don't want to do that because a lot of the words in the UK have U's in them, like favorite.
Oh, extra wow. U's as well.
So I'm not about to be wrong, but really be right.
Technicality.
Never. We know how much I don't like being wrong.
I just saw a messy man.
Oh, Manila. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Somebody's going to get offended and write in.
Yep. We all do.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, I guess we can.
Okay, well, I'm still Willem.
And I'm still Alaska all day. We would love for you to rate and review our podcast.
And don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. And on Instagram, you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account on Instagram is at Race Chaser Pod.
And slide into them DMs with your scalding hot tea, explicit dricks, and just quandaries and questions. And don't forget to use the hashtag RaceChaser when you post /drag80.
Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.